Moving Left TV official podcast. Don't worry, that's just the awesome kicking in.
Hey everyone, welcome to Moving Left TV's official podcast, episode 7. Here we have the whole gang finally together in person. No more Skype, Justin, no more Skype.
Sadly?
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you're still in your damn pajama pants, so it's not like you really suffered that much.
What has...
I didn't go anywhere today.
Yeah.
Pajama pants are comfortable.
What has happened throughout the... I guess it's been like a month since we did our last podcast. What's have been happening? Well, first, I've turned 21.
And
Amber got a job, and Justin's starting school. So we're all pretty much busy, and that's probably why we haven't released an episode in a while. But the biggest thing, I turned 21!
Woo!
We're all drinking a little bit, having ourselves a hard lemonade, something small.
It's too hard!
I wouldn't want to do this
anymore. You want one?
Yes.
Alright, you want a refill? Alright.
I want a refill since you drank mine.
Amber's right now at the computer, at the base, I would like to call it. Yeah?
Keep it PG.
We're trying to get picked up by radio. What are you doing?
Well, first of all, you're drinking, so...
We're not drinking.
They know, they can't see it.
It's lemonade.
It's very hard lemonade.
It's hard lemonade.
So it's frozen?
Shut up!
The biggest thing that's happening is that, one thing I want to transition to one of my stories is that my microwave broke not too long ago, so I've been eating
it's
a yeah.
Epic story.
So I've been eating a lot of fast food because I don't want to use the oven. Fuck the oven. What am I?
You can make corn dogs in the oven. It's really good though.
One thing I have here is that I have a story from Ohio that a bunch of thieves were caught stealing a painting from Taco Bell.
What painting do you mean?
Yeah.
The cheesy paintings? Where it's like...
Paintings of a Mexican lady with a...
Flowers.
With flowers and chilies. What happened is that the workers at this Ohio Taco Bell said the workers saw four people who wanted more than nachos.
Yeah, stupid. Nice
and,
line.
And tried to make off with a painting valued at $157.
Were they all high?
No, well, that's what a lot of people commented on, saying these four people were probably high.
Does it say what painting it was?
No, they don't say it, but what painting could be at the Taco Bell worth $157?
Yeah, but even if you get a piece of shit and frame it and put it up there, it's gonna cost like at least $100.
I guess.
And what happened was that the manager recognized the car that was with the paintings inside the back. And it was an 18-year-old former employee.
Yeah.
So it was an inside, yeah.
Yeah. It was and his three cohorts were ranged from 17 years old to 21. And so I had a little game I planned out, which was I was planning to get a bunch of famous paintings and sort of think of clever titles for them, mixed in with Taco Bell. But I ended up just getting famous paintings with Taco Bell in them. So
what? There's actually paintings with Taco Bell.
No, mine. But here's, here's my first. It's the Nighthawks drive-thru.
Stupid Taco Bell. That one's actually pretty funny.
The second one I have, I'm pretty sure you all recognize this one. It's the Mona Lisa with the double X large chalupa.
Nice. Chalupas are good though.
And the Last Supper was a $5.
Wow.
I
knew this was hungry.
I see that one.
I know everyone's gonna like that one.
Last Supper with Taco Bell.
Jesus has style.
Jesus was a Mexican.
He wanted to be hip.
It wasn't Jesus, it was Jesus. Well,
he did get some one of those hard churros.
Stupid.
Hard churros with a Coke and a bunch of tacos and chalupas. So that's my story about the Taco Bell thieves. I still want to know what kind of painting they had. What can be worth more than what they have? Like
I told you, it costs
deals
like
that go
$100 to frame it and shit. It's probably not like a Taco Bell painting. It's just probably an actual cheesy painting that somebody bought.
A summer's day?
I don't know.
The painting summer.
Remember that retarded painting that we've seen in like the McDonald's over here? Like when they got your car fixed, it had like all these weird people and question marks and these stick figures. It had nothing to do with McDonald's. It was just a random painting.
Or the McDonald's, I forgot where it is, but with all the old African statues. The wooden ones.
Oh yeah.
You remember which one?
I don't remember.
It's the one where they have like a guy dressed up as Ronald McDonald with the face paint and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He goes and like plays the guitar for little kids.
It reminds me of
play an African song and dance around.
No,
that actually reminds me of the very first thing I wanted to do with the podcast back when this podcast was actually named Truth and Havoc.
You want to do?
You mean last year?
Play guitar?
Yeah, last year. No, the first thing. What it reminds me of all this fast food is that I wanted to do this thing called fast food horror stories, and I had a fast food horror story of my own, and I would sort of ask the community what kind of horror stories they ever had. You know, if they went to McDonald's and they got like hair in their drink or something, or they had pubic hair in their
actually one time when I think it was McDonald's or Burger King, I looked at my burger and there was a hair sticking out. I was like, I'm hungry, so I just picked it out. Oh, I looked for more hairs than
that. I had a bunch of people commented back a year back where people were saying, you know, I used to have a lot of hairs in my McFlurry.
In a McFlurry?
Yeah.
You get a hair.
I still say my dad's was worse.
I have one. Go ahead.
When he went to Wendy's and he had, you know, how those chicks get those fake acrylic nails? Sorry. And then, like, he found one in his hamburger. Like, a whole nail.
Wow. God.
And he bit down on it, and I was like, ew! And he's like, how many was it supposed to be in here?
Here's a large crunch.
I go, you think that? And I'm pretty sure fingernails aren't generally in food.
I had the one where my friend told me that,
I never ordered a chicken sandwich again after that one.
She bit into a chicken sandwich, and out came a gush of white liquid. And
yeah, I remember the story. This made me not eat chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, I'm going to tell it again then, because for people to hear. And she bit into it, and a white liquid came out, and she goes, what the hell is this? Why is it? Oh, it's like gushy. What is this? You know, and so she stopped eating it, but she ate enough. Like, she ate enough, which made her sick, and she went to the doctors, and the doctors were pumping her stomach out, and looked at the material that made her stomach ache. It turned out to be the chicken that they made from that chicken sandwich had a tumor.
I remember.
And I guess they cooked this tumor into a chicken sandwich.
That is disgusting.
And so once my friend told me that, I couldn't eat chicken sandwiches for like the longest time.
I had the McNuggets yesterday, the ones that we bought, and I found a bone in one.
You kept biting, and every time you bit, they burst open?
No, I bit down, and then I was like, what the hell is hard? So I took it out, and it was fucking bone.
That's gross.
I never eat anything chicken without second-guessing. Like, I'm always eating it.
You just had chicken nachos? But those were, like, sliced.
Yeah, no, like, the chicken nuggets, whenever I eat them, I always
processed chicken?
I eat them, and I go, okay, nothing happened, I'm good. I'm always expecting it. No.
Once I tell you, don't like going to McDonald's, because they're disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like to McDonald's either.
We went the other day because it was like close by, and I told him I want to go to Spartan Burger, but he don't want to go.
The hell is Spartan Burger?
It's a place by my house. It's like a little charbroiled place.
Did you guys hear that Netflix raised its prices?
Oh yeah. For the instant stream and DVD by mail?
Yeah. Before it was like $10 a month, and they raised it 60%.
$16.
Now it's $16.
That's
it's probably
total
still
bullcrap.
Cheaper than rent.
It is. No, because I sort of like summarized what the Netflix quoted. And so what they said is that it doesn't make sense to offer unlimited DVDs as an add-on to unlimited streaming plan in a financial sense for people who just who don't want the streaming and just want the DVDs. So they're offering a plan for unlimited streaming only for $7.99 and unlimited DVDs only for $7.99.
Oh, but if you
I have the streaming.
Both, you have
but
to
if you want,
$16.
Yeah. So basically, they're just combining it, which I thought was, I mean,
It makes sense, but it's still bullshit.
But didn't they have it for years where they're like unlimited streaming and DVDs for $10 a month?
Yeah. It was only $2 more than
now
the normal.
Now all those people are going to quit and go to Blockbuster.
There have been a lot of people. Well, yeah, that's my next point where there a lot of people. There's a lot of alternatives, and I have five of them here.
Blockbuster, Redbox.
And, all right, well, we're going to play a game. I guess I'll consider this as a list of the week.
List of the week.
I haven't done a list of the week in a while because, like I mentioned, they took up too much of the podcast time.
No, we took like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Shit. We're going to have background music for about 2 minutes.
Ice cream truck?
Woo! Ice cream truck. All right,
get
so
frozen yogurt after.
I want ice cream. I have 5 minutes.
Yeah, now that I got my car running.
Yeah.
Because my car would not go in reverse.
I have I'll get back to the list right now, but I have my car has bad transmission, and for, I guess, 10 minutes, how long were we driving for, where it just wouldn't go into reverse?
And then we had to pull up beside the street yeah. where there's a big old space.
We had to, like,
we flew backwards.
Florida.
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 Good news is it's fixed.
Somewhat. I have a top 5 list of the alternatives to Netflix, because a lot of people are just going to cancel their account. So, if you guys want to take one guess, what guest do you think will be on this list?
Hulu.
Amber? What do you think, Justin?
Can I name three?
Just name one.
Pirate Bay. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Redbox?
Redbox? All right, well, Hulu's number 4. Redbox is actually number 1.
Hey, I said Redbox and Blockbuster.
You should have said Redbox right now, then.
Redbox, Blockbuster, and Hulu.
All those are on this list. Number 5 is Amazon Prime. And it's a Amazon membership that costs $80 a month, $80 a year, which roughly accounts to about $6.50 a month. Still younger than the lower than Redbox, but you are able to stream movies and TV, and if you do buy something, you get free two-day shipping.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty badass. Number 2, number 4. I'm drunk.
And Mike's had like 300 lemonades.
Oh, come on. Number 4 is Hulu. And, of course we all know what Hulu is. It's $8 a month. It's mostly TV.
That's all it is, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they have some movies, but it's mostly TV. Number 3 is Green Cinema.
What the hell is that?
It's a online place that only does DVDs where you sort of like... It's like a... Netflix, where you get some in the mail and then you ship them out. But
never even heard of that.
It's got a movie collection of 3,000.
3,000?
30.
Oh.
30,000. I think a little over more than 30,000. And the reason why is because they have a lot of independent movies, like movies you'll never even see on the market.
Oh, so bad movies.
That's what I was going to say.
Their price ranges from $10 to $50 a month, depending what plan you get.
Yeah, you get the more shittier movies, you get $10 a month.
You never know. You might be able to see Iron Man.
Iron Man 2 just went on Netflix.
Oh yeah, I've been watching that.
I didn't like that. I can't talk.
Number 2 is Blockbuster, and as we all know, in here in California, they've been sort of getting some stores. Yeah, they're getting extinct. They're getting
all their stores are shut down.
No, there's some. One in the ghetto.
There's some, but yeah. They're really limiting now, so that their prices are $12 to $20 a month, but that includes Blu-rays, DVDs, and games. So that's pretty good. I mean, someone who wants to play games a lot, $12 a month, you get.
You stream the games.
Shut up. And then number 1 is Redbox, and of course everyone knows Redbox. $1 a day DVD rentals, $1.50 a day Blu-ray rentals, and $2 game rentals.
It's $1.50 for Blu-ray.
I wish I owned a Redbox right at Walmart.
I know, you know how much money you'd make? I've always looked into it, see how you make money.
I wonder how much
you make money on late fees.
Cost to put it there.
I think what happens, I'm not really sure, is that you actually have to buy a machine.
They have a thing like that.
Yeah, you have to buy a machine and the DVDs.
You have to buy a machine, you stock it with your own DVDs, and then you wait until you get your money back. And I think you give a cut to Redbox. I'm not really sure.
They have those things where you can buy your own DVD machine, but it doesn't say Redbox. It's like on late night TV.
Oh, I've seen that.
I forget what it's called, though.
Blue Box.
They have those too. Isn't it just like a branch off of Redbox, basically?
I have no idea.
You ever heard of Carmageddon? Speaking of LA.
You didn't even know what that was until I told you.
Shut up.
Mike's like, what's that? I was like, they're shutting down the 405 freeway. He's like, when did I decide to do that? And I was like, for a while now. Oh. You don't take the 405 anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you can't even take the freeway with your car.
I would show you the video. I would show everyone here in the podcast the video, but I have no idea how to stream it. I'll give you the link, and I'll show you guys later once I get my internet running. But it's a video of downtown LA with no cars. Because, you know, the 405...
Are we all walking?
No, the 405 shut down, so there's nobody there. There's no cars.
They said that they were going to give bus transportation for the people that needed to use it.
Mm-hmm. But this guy made a video of, I think it's like 3 days worth, where no one's in the LA streets.
Oh, wow. That's a first.
Isn't that bad? Like, what I was thinking when they did that, isn't that going to be bad for business because nobody's going to want to go down there?
Yeah, it is
for
bad
those
for
3 days. Yeah,
for those 3 days. But
it's going to be open tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? I thought it was like closed for a long time.
Yep. I'll show you guys the video but later on, but it's so weird because we've been to these areas like where the Disney concert hall is. And everything, and it's empty. It's fucking empty. Like, we live in LA, and there's traffic
like
all the time.
It looks like a zombie apocalypse.
It's so weird. Speaking of LA, I like how it combined all these stories together. I'm pretty good at this.
You know you didn't plan it out.
Shut up. What do you think of LA Noir?
LA Noir?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
It's a game you've been playing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's alright.
Now,
they have a lot of cheesy one-liners,
yeah.
Though.
People are a little corny in that game.
What do you think of Japan and Western culture?
Like, blending together?
No, like, if Japan were to buy a DVD with Western culture, like, it's like the Western. You know, it's Clint Eastwood. What do you think they would think of those movies?
They'd laugh.
They'd laugh?
I'd laugh if I did.
They're like, this is how America is still today.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, Japan really, really, really loves Western culture because LA Noire is the best-selling video game in for PlayStation 3 and 360 in Japan.
Well, they were early part of the 50s because back then, didn't they put them all in concentration camps?
No.
No.
Or is that before that?
That's after.
Oh, that's after.
No, that was before.
1950s is after.
That was 40s. We're talking about.
Oh, you said
50. LA's Noir.
I said 50.
LA Noir's 40s.
Is it after?
Before them.
Oh, no. See, well, they probably didn't want to participate. They're like, you put my ass in a concentration camp. Why would I want to hang around?
Because when I think of, like, when I think of Westerns, I think at the same time, I mean, Japan has, like, samurai films.
But we don't get all crazy about those. At least I don't.
Some people do.
Some people do, but like...
But
they're called weeaboos.
They're called nuts.
They're, it's crazy when I look at the figures between how many people have bought LA Noir in Japan.
That's surprising.
And how many people bought LA Noir in the United States.
Either that or they got...
Western-style games usually don't sell well in Japan.
Yeah.
Maybe they promoted the shit out of it.
They probably did, because 70,000 copies of PS3 and Xbox 360 sold overseas.
I was like, they're using the game to hack something.
It's totally fucking, like, small compared to what we bought. We bought about 900,000 copies.
They bought how many? I didn't even hear you.
It's so far. I'll show the paper.
70,000 copies for Japan and US sales of 900,000.
Isn't that amazing? That means 900,000 people were waiting for the Reefer Madness DLC pack.
That's true.
Which I haven't actually played the whole way
but
through yet.
Japan, where the earthquake was, maybe nobody's got nothing to do, so they so they play video games.
What are you tired? Drink some more drink.
I'm hungry. Do you
want to
eat
crunch
on
this? Eat
your
crunch
on this. Well, we're going through all these stories pretty fast. I should have got more stories. This will probably be a short episode.
You know what's funny today? Speaking of Japan,
mm-hmm.
is earlier today I was playing WoW with my friends. And, it has nothing to do with it, though. And then, this guy I talked to on there, he started yelling obscenities, and we're like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And he says...
Did you pause like that?
Yeah.
He's like, where? What the hell's wrong with you guys?
It turns out Japan won the Women's World Cup or something for soccer.
I mean, no one cares.
Yeah. But he was watching it, and he was yelling because they beat the American team.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, what's wrong with that? He's like, well, Google image the Japan soccer team, and then Google image the American soccer team.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, I did the American team first. They look like normal women. I did looked at the Japan one. It looked like a men's soccer team.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Did you get attracted to the men?
No.
They're secretly men, they just say
did you like
women.
The men?
No, it was bad. He was like, there's at least 4 to 5 men on that team, I guarantee it.
All the women are using testosterone.
That's what I was saying, because they look, you know, muscular. They look, you know, like normal women.
Okay.
And then the Japan soccer team. You just have to take it down a couple notches.
Speaking of football, I have a story that comes from... I believe it's Britain or England. I'm not really sure. One of those countries.
Mike gets those confused.
I get it confused. I'm really stereotype-ish. It's a story about a parrot, and his lover.
A parrot, a man, and his lover?
Yeah. I thought you said he was straight.
He was straight.
He was straight?
He's straight. All right. Let me go through the story before you make any more conclusions. Chris Tyler has a parrot named Ziggy. And it's been squawking, "Hiya, Gary!" Every time his girlfriend, Susan, mobile phone rings. So every time her mobile phone rings, it goes, hi Gary. And it also makes kissy noises every time it hears the name Gary in television movies.
That's funny.
But then one day when Gary and Susan were snuggling up in on the couch having a good time, all of a sudden Ziggy cried out, "I love you, Gary." So I guess Chris was thinking throughout this whole time, you know, I guess it's just what the parrot's been, you know, sort of picking up through the TV, you know, Gary, whatever. But once it said, "I love you, Gary," at that exact moment,
bitch is cheating on my
the
head.
Cat was out of the bag. His girlfriend broke down in tears, confessed of having a 4 month fling with her former colleague, and her confession ended their 2 year relationship, and also led the 30-year-old man to part his company with his pet because it kept screeching out his lover's name. Imagine you're just on the you're having an alone time, looking at some porno because he's single now. And Gary, oh God, shut up!
No,
you're ruining it.
That'd be funny.
That's funny.
Kind of gross though, but funny nonetheless.
And I didn't write it down, but I had a few ideas. Other things that the parrot could have been saying was
something about sex.
Ah! Spank me harder!
Stupid.
Not in the eye!
Yeah!
That's gross. Mike, you've had too many lemonades.
This is the best podcast ever. Alright, so I ran out of stories. Does anyone else have a story?
No, I don't
care. That soccer team was going to be my story. Mm.
I was gonna say, the only one I could relate to is the parrot one with my dad. He had a friend that had a parrot like that.
What happened?
Cause, like, I don't know, his friend was His friend was, like, an insurance agent, but I guess something happened between the two. He was, like, cussing him out basically behind his back. Fucking asshole, fuck you. Like, he's like, I can't believe that guy. And then, like, I guess, like, he got over it, so the guy came over. And then he's like, Polly, you wanna crack me? Polly, you wanna crack me? Fuck you! I was like, that's horrible. And my dad's like, I can't stop laughing.
Alright, well, I think it's time we, turn this into a good bloodbath with, Douche of the Week.
Douche of the Week.
Oh no, you gotta make me go first, huh?
Amber, I don't remember who won last week's Douche of the Week. I could look it up, but my internet's down. I believe I did win.
No, I won. I've won every week.
Because you didn't have a Douche of the Week last week, I think. Last
time.
No,
I did. He's doing the ice.
I don't remember
what it was.
Alright, well. Amber, I would like you to start this Douche of the Week contest off. And if people who don't know what the Douche of the Week is, we basically
it's your mama.
We go to the news.
Or personal life.
Anything for this episode. Anything we can find just to entertain. And we try to find the douchiest of the douches and put them through this big death arena.
But we're going to use an alias for mine, because I can't think. We're just going to think of a nickname like we always do.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't remember.
Well, lucky that we're drinking here, because my mom... we bought a bunch of drinks for my,
You mean I?
For my birthday party, and we started...
Everybody but Mike bought drinks for himself.
And we bought it, and we bought... Today, we bought Hard Lemonade, and the Chief... Which is a nickname. The Chief got out today, so it's pretty good. So go ahead, say your Juice of the Week, Amber.
I like that nickname, Chief.
Well, you need to hear what it's short for. But anyway, I picked my boss because she was being a bitch the weekend.
Like I mentioned in the beginning, Amber has a new job. So go ahead.
I have a new job, but I don't mean to be racist, but never work for an Asian. Because they just don't understand some things.
You're working for a Korean, right?
I don't know what the fuck she is. She's just a guest on eyes. That's why I said Asian. It covers all concepts. Anyway. Because she likes to scream at people, but she doesn't get the person right that she's screaming at. So she's going off at the mouth at me for shit I didn't even do. That I had the day off, and I didn't even know what the hell she's talking about. And then I prove her wrong, and she doesn't want to look me in the eye, so therefore she's my douche of the week. She's just an ass. She don't understand things. In story.
Justin, go ahead and say what your douche of the week is.
Okay. Well, my douche of the week is Justin Timberlake for copying the other, that his girlfriend or whatever, for accepting the ball invite. For accepting the ball invite to the Marine party.
Sorry, Justin.
And that's it.
But you need to explain that the
Well, I think he's a douche because he copied her.
Oh.
But the Marine's a chick. See, when you first said it, I thought it was a...
No, well, obviously it's a woman.
Anyway.
So, wait, so... What is the ball Marine?
No, not ball Marine. The Marine, like, ball...
That's yours.
It's like a... No, that's...
That's mine.
It's like a dance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Because I ripped it. Speaking of, since we're drinking lemonade, my douche of the week is, the Georgia police, and what happened is that, in Midway, Georgia, two girls were trying to raise money, a 10-year-old and a 14-year-old, and so they wanted to go to a water park, because it was, like, I guess it's been really hot this entire month, so.
It's cool now.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, we're in the air conditioning, but... they were trying to raise money, and what they thought would do a great idea was a lemonade stand. Now I gotta ask, have any of you ever done a lemonade stand?
I have. You made like $2.
I made 50 cents from my neighbors.
That's why I've never done lemonade stand.
We used a Kool-Aid mix lemonade though.
If you didn't find lemonade, you wouldn't.
So, so I guess they were like making money. They were having a good time, and all of a sudden, here comes the chief of police. Guess what his fucking name is?
Lemonade. Douchebag.
No. Kelly Morning. Kelly Morningstar.
It's a guy?
I think it's a porn star?
I think it's a girl. I'm not really sure.
I wonder. She's probably ugly, so she doesn't have her own kids.
But the name Morningstar. That seems like a Texas Walker Ranger or whatever.
Some little kid was named that at my work, and they kept calling her, and I was like, really?
Morningstar.
But they didn't look Indian, and they were white chicks, so I was like, shit.
It seems like a JRPG.
Yeah. Morningstar is an Indian name?
Well,
Native,
I guess,
American, not Habib.
I'm thinking about it where two little girls are selling lemonade, and all of a sudden the cops come by and go, what are you doing?
You're under arrest.
What are you doing?
You have a license. That's so stupid.
In Georgia, in Midway, Georgia, if you want to sell something, you need a food permit, which is $50 a day. They wouldn't make any fucking money.
Yeah, unless they're all 16 and topless, maybe.
16?
Okay, 18.
No, that would still work.
No, well, not everybody's developed by then, like...
Good point.
18.
One big thing is that they said there were health issues. We're not aware how the lemonade was made. Who made the lemonade, and what kind of lemons were made with?
Oh, wow. God. Nah, we just stuck our foot in it.
And so...
What has America come to?
So that was my douche of the week. Thank God we got through this. This has been a really, really quick episode. About 40 minutes.
Normally we go like 3 hours.
Yeah. Actually, it's only about 30 minutes considering we talked a lot during the first 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, by the time you edit, it's probably 30. Or maybe 20.
It's going to be a 20-minute episode.
Better than nothing.
You guys want longer episodes? Start commenting on our fucking episodes.
Start
donating.
What we should say.
I need a new t-shirt.
Oh, I didn't even mention that.
No, we're selling t-shirts.
One thing we have in our website is a Moving Left TV t-shirt memorabilia. We have anything that goes with black shirts, white shirts. We have the green slap shirts. Button from Amber's quote. I think it was on the 5th episode. Slap button. And then we have Justin's quote.
Have coffee mugs? Oh, how much to ride the T-Rex?
How much to ride the T-Rex T-shirts?
That was funny.
You know you want to clone those dinosaurs and ride those T-shirts.
I
want
a how much to ride the T-Rex T-shirt.
You want one of those?
Yeah.
It's got a little nice dinosaur on the front.
T-Rex.
I can see him wearing that.
And then,
stop throwing trash.
We also have a Spader Tees logo, my own personal logo that I own, t-shirt, if you want to wear that. It's basically
nobody
the four suits.
I'm kidding.
Those are one of the back lots where, I only think a few people would order those because it's a cool-ass logo. I like them.
What am I, Reno 911?
All right, so I think we'd end the podcast. Thanks to everyone for listening.
Bye.
Please comment on the goodbye.
Just
comment
on
the podcast.
I'm going home.
All right, bye.